Good evening. Today is let's see. Today is December 17 at 6:22 p.m. Coming to you after long time without recording anything. I fell into a deep, not knowing what to do or what to say, so I didn't want to just ramble. So I felt like if I wanted to come back here, I want to do for something special. I want to, and also I feel like I want to do it also, you know, to talk about something fun or something like that. But I feel like this thing that that happened this week, I believe. One sec. Get the fuck out. Sorry, the cat's being a little unpleasant this time. But you know, but if you are a streaming on Twitch, and if you are an user on Twitch, I feel like you might have come across what happened this past week or this week. I think it happened 2 days ago or something. And about this streamer who was streaming on his channel on Twitch, and someone asked him. I mean, he asked someone, one of his followers, who also, from what I can tell, is the guy that also donates money to him. Like a lot of people donate money to him. So in response to how you doing, the lady, I think it was a lady, responded with, "My mom died." Anybody who had 2 cents of human being would probably respond in a different way, even if you felt like you didn't want something that sad or that personal in the stream, right? So this is what this excuse for a man responded with.
"And I'm sorry for your loss, but we're not doing that in my fucking chat."
"Okay. I'm gonna try and stay as calm and as reasonable as humanly possible."
"Oh, sorry, it was somebody else's stupid. My fault. I thought it was the recording for him." Well, basically what he said is that he berated the woman because he said that her mother died. And he went on to say, "We're not going to be doing this in my chat." Which is kind of funny when you really think about it. My chat, you're talking about the people who are there donating money for you to sit down in your pimple-infested ass playing video games all day. You mean that chat? Because I feel really personally that some streamers, either on YouTube or Twitch, that I've seen, feel that as soon as they get a certain amount of subscribers, I'm sorry, they immediately feel entitled to become an asshole. I've seen it with my own eyes. These people that are donating money to you so that you don't have to go a 9-to-5 somewhere as a security guard or construction worker because you probably didn't do shit, and you decided to become a gamer or a streamer, rather, and now you have a massive following, and because of the people that you are following, you are making money so you don't have to go 5 o'clock to the factory because maybe you didn't amount to anything. Or maybe the career that you chose wasn't the one that you wanted and you left it because this is easier or somewhat easier. But at the end of the day, all you do is play games all day. So this is how this asshole responded to this poor woman saying, my mother's died. I really do not understand what is the entitlement that some streamers get because they have probably, I don't know, a few thousand followers, maybe a million followers on subscribers. So they get to a point where they don't give a shit anymore. I've seen that many, many times. I'm not even going to mention it, but I've seen streamers that cannot wait to not do anything. And what I mean by that, to stream, you know, the quote-unquote job that they have, that they get paid for every fucking day. Thousands of dollars a week. Because you can see it when somebody gives $50, $200, blah, 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 blah. You see it. You if you have been in a streamer, if you've seen one or if you follow one, you've seen it. They make big deal of a big one, and my God, and we're gonna put this big one over here because this is the one that gave us more, and blah 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 blah. You see, $250, $300, $400. That money, unless you are a fucking drug pusher, that is hard-earned money. Because if you are a drug pusher and you like streamers, maybe you don't give a fuck about giving every money that you got because you can get it easy. I get it. Maybe. This is just me just trying to be like the devil's advocate here. Maybe. But I'm going to assume that these people that give these motherfuckers money, including me, because to be honest, I'm one of the motherfuckers because I want to be a streamer too. So I have to include myself in it. Right now, I have nobody. I haven't done anything yet. I'm still waiting for some equipment that I need to put together. I already have the mic. I already have the computer. And I'm waiting for controllers and things of that nature. Because it's going to be simple. It's not going to be like they have it. With big lights and shit. No, this is going to be a simple setup. Maybe 3 hours a week. Maybe. I don't know. So I have to include that. Include myself in that too. Because otherwise, if you see me one day on Twitch or YouTube, you're going to go, wait a minute. Is this the same motherfucker who was talking about this guy saying that he was a motherfucker for being a streamer? And then I'm going to have to say, yeah. Oh, you are jackass then. And that's true. And that would be true. Right now, I have nothing. I am new. You know, I haven't done anything. I haven't streamed anything. I've done little tests here and there to try to see what things I need to tweak. But I haven't done anything. So for me, that hard-earned money that these assholes, including me, maybe someday, get, I assume that money is hard-earned. I assume that they wake up and do their 9-to-5, whatever that might be. And when I say 9-to-5, it doesn't necessarily mean 9-to-5, but you know what I mean. So this asshole goes after this woman and makes this humongous big deal, like he's some sort of fucking god. Your chat, you piece of shit, are those people giving you fucking money, you fucking bitch? Those are the chat. Because guess what? What will happen if one day those people decided, you know what, fuck this guy. We're not going to this chat today. We're not going into his stream today. Where is your chat now? An empty box with black, like mine is right now? That's your chat? No, it's the people that makes your chat, you dumb bitch. Because you have Twitch and YouTube or whatever it is, Instagram and TikTok and all of these places and the people stream and people put the little things here and there and their videos. It's not theirs. You know what Twitch and all those things are? Those places are? They're like an apartment building and you just have a piece of it. They're an apartment building and you just move in to one floor and you invite your friends there. You don't, that doesn't belong to you. Because if Twitch decides that that they don't want you anymore because you are a toxic ass, you know what's gonna happen to your chat? It's gonna be gone. You're not gonna have any. In order for you to get money, you're either gonna have to go to YouTube or Facebook, or you're gonna have to stand in a corner and suck cock for a while in the middle of the night in the cold. That is what YouTube and Twitch is. A piece of real estate that you are renting. And you have to pay your dues financially. You don't get it for free. Nowhere. Nowhere says, oh, this, what you're going to do here is for free. Do whatever you want. Keep everything. You know more than anybody that that's not true. And in case you don't know who I'm talking about some asshole named We Found the Body. How ironic. We Found the Body. That is his Twitch name. Full beard, whatever. I just sick and tired of seeing people like this jackass tweeting the very people who allowed him to sit on his disgusting, pimple-infected ass playing game every day, tweeting them like that. Because this is not the first one. This is not the most loud one, but I've seen plenty of them. They tell the chat, kiss my ass. Oh, don't talk to me like that. Fuck you. Hey, such and such. Ban him. I've seen it. Not once, more than once. Because I follow one for over a year now. And that's how he also treats his his followers. Like that. The very people that provide him for just doing anything that he wants. Now, this person, I'm not going to say the name, obviously, but this person just announced yesterday that he's not going to stream until probably next year. Because I think he's going to New York or blah, 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 whatever. Okay, it might be for business, probably. That's okay. But that is one of the things that you get when you get into a position where you know that you don't need them anymore because you have too many of them. And this person have over 2 million subscribers. Well over 2 million subscribers. So when you get to more than a million, obviously you're going to feel like I'm the big shit now. And it bothers me when I see that. There is a woman out there, because she's a woman, who I started when I first started watching people stream, because I didn't know what that was. I watched YouTube channels since 2006-07, and it wasn't 10 years later, maybe 9 years later, that I knew about streaming. And I didn't even know what that was, that it had a name. People playing games online. I had no idea. I just came across that. And this is the lady's name is One Shot Girl. She was a streamer on YouTube and made her way back to she transitioned to Twitch. And I always watch. I don't bother with chat, because these streamers, they only answer to whoever they want to answer to the people that pay them the most money or donate the most money. That's the people that they pay attention to more. And maybe, who knows, I'm going to do the same. Again, I'm probably going to be some asshole too. You know? But for now, I'm just watching. And I watch the stream when I go to watch this lady, One Shot Girl, Julie, because somebody mentions her name and, oh, we're going to play Julie. In those days, the big thing was PUBG. And a group of people who had a channel back then called Game Attack, they mentioned the name. And immediately, I was intrigued by who this girl was. So I went to her channel and immediately subscribed. And she is a phenomenal streamer all around. Better than maybe all of them. Maybe. I know that there are many streamers out there that are great too. But, you know, I haven't visited all of them. Yeah, I haven't seen all of them. I've seen some, but not all of them. But she is, I watch her a lot. I mean a lot. You know? And she was the only streamer that I tweet at, and she always answered. She was the only streamer. Only one. The only streamer that I ever tweet at, and she answered. And she, one day, I'm watching, like I said, I don't bother with chat. I just need to watch her play. That's it. That's all I care about. I don't care about anything else. I don't care what they're saying, whatever. All I know is all of a sudden, she started saying, without talking specifics, almost like in code, she was saying, this is not the place for this. You should be maybe talking to somebody. That's what she kept saying. She didn't berate it and embarrass the person that was telling her personal stuff and air it in her mic. She basically told this person, she didn't even say names or anything. She basically told this person, you need to talk to somebody else about this situation, because this is not the place. In the nicest way possible. And I think that I'm paraphrasing, because I think she might have said it in an even nicer way. So I'm watching this and I'm like, wow, something. And I tried to look in the chat, but the chat is, the chat was going a million times per hour. It was just so fast that by the time I tried to look, it was gone. So I assume it was something that personal, that she needed to say something in a way that was respectful and did not embarrass her or him. And then we got this guy. We found the body. Ain't that a bitch? I never felt so embarrassed to be somebody. I think what they call people like me, that I'm a lurker. Well, if that's a bad term, then that's what I am. So I never felt so embarrassed to being a lurker and to be a follower of a Twitch streamer. Because I have a Twitch account. And I also have a YouTube account. So I think that maybe what I'm going to do is do both at the same time. Not at the same time, but like both. Maybe one here and the other there. Something, I don't know. This is just something that I'm trying to figure out. How am I going to do this? Because my situation right now is really difficult. And I can't get into it right now. Maybe in the future, I will get into it. You know? So, it's just, I never felt so embarrassed and sorry for that lady for actually trusting this jackass. Thinking, oh, I donate, because he knew her. He knew her. Because the way he knew, he looked like she donated to the dumbass because he knew her right away. And he mentioned her right away. Oh, yeah, well, how you doing? Because if you are a lurker like me and you're just looking, you have a favorite streamer and you say hi in the chat, forget about it. They're not answering to you. They are not answering to you. Forget about it. They're only going to answer to the people who donate. And the people that are there, you know? So even though he knew her, that's how he chose to treat this woman. Or this person. I think it's a woman. Or a girl. After probably, I think she had the wrong idea that this asshole was going to say, hi, oh my God, I am so sorry for your loss, like a normal person would do. You know what I'm thinking too? This guy gave me, as a guy, a bad name. Because every time a woman says that a guy or a man is a jerk, here I am. You see, and if somebody says that this guy is a jerk, then I am. And I have to agree, he is a jerk. And then he gives this sorry excuse for an apology. He thinks because he called himself an asshole that excuses everything that he did, and now everything's square. He goes, oh, I'm an asshole, and you know that I'm an asshole, and you know what you gain when you're here, I'm an asshole. No, you are an asshole, not because you called yourself an asshole. You are an asshole because we said that you are an asshole. That is why. Because you are a poor excuse for a man and a pure excuse for a streamer. And I cannot believe that you still have that channel in there. Had that been me, Twitter would be upside down because I would throw you out. I don't care how much money you make, I would throw you out for doing that. Especially someone that gave you money, donated you money. I can only imagine how you would treat a person that doesn't donate. Holy crap. Because if this is how you treat the person that donates to you, and a girl, brother, I don't even want to know. I will never watch your stream. Thank God you added yourself for the person that you really are. But it's that one of those things that, you know, when they fuck up, you know, people in general, especially when they are in the public eye like that, they come out, always they have to come to that podium, that I have to apologize podium. And this guy failed miserably. Sir, I can't even call you sir. Dude, your apology is disgustingly stupid and a moronic thing that you ever said in your life as an excuse. That's what I think. Because even there have been times when I have said something or write something on social media, that I immediately go, wait a minute. No, I can't say that. And I can give you a perfect example. I was on social media, whatever, you name it. There's a video of this gentleman, look like it's summer, somewhere, beautiful. They look like they're in some sort of park, maybe in the back of the house. I don't know. All I know is this guy is dressed in a tuxedo. You can see people waiting, and the bride is coming. The dude is crying, waiting for this woman. The dude is crying. And me, being the asshole that I am, immediately go, oh, yeah, wait. See, and I'm writing as I'm saying it, and I'm laughing. And I go, yeah, that's the same face he's going to have 5 years from now when she divorced him, takes the keys, the house, and half of what he earns. That is what I wrote. And send it and scroll one up. And immediately hit me, why am I doing this? For what reason am I doing this? Why am I even if he doesn't read it, why I'm trying to ruin his moment? Who knows why he hadn't been able to marry this woman, and he's crying because he's that emotional. Men don't always cry when they get married. Women do. You know? But men, not all the time. They do, but not always. So I'm like, what the heck? So I immediately went back up again and deleted it. And deleted it. Because I knew that what I wrote was not sensitive and wasn't supposed to do that to this gentleman. Whether it's true or not, whether it could be true or not, to this particular guy, I wasn't supposed to write that. And I deleted it, and that was it. It was so quickly, pa, pa, pa. And I went back and deleted it. Because maybe if they found the body, we'll go, ha, 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 joke, joke, joke. Maybe. Maybe. I just want to make you laugh. Come on. I'm sorry, you know. I'm sorry for your loss, you know, blah, 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 whatever. Maybe. But no, this guy was absolutely dead serious in yelling at this lady because her mom died. I don't know. I've been wanting to come and talk for the second that I heard that stuff yesterday. And today I heard it like several times again on social media and in other places. People just talking about it and talking about it and talking about it. So it's just some people don't, and I don't believe in apologies, because I feel that if people have not said anything, he wouldn't have apologized. He only apologized because people went after him and started saying, wow, dude, really? And they started, you know how social media is. I guess on Twitter, on Twitch and all that stuff. They started to just go after this guy. That's the only reason why he apologized. So that apology, or poor excuse for apology, that doesn't work. Nah, it doesn't work. It doesn't work like that. I don't think it works. So I guess it's going to have to be a two-parter, but I'm going to post both at the same time. It doesn't matter to me. I just eased up at 30. I forgot, and I didn't know that it would stop at 30. But anyway, I'm going to make this quick before I don't want to make this too long. I already lost what I was saying, but basically, you know, people like that don't deserve to you know, to have a platform because of the way they behave, and because that guy acts like that all the time, whether there is a mic or not in front of him. Because if you do not act like that, you don't do that in front of a mic. I cook, and when I'm alone cooking, I make it my business to always make sure that I have some sort of hygiene in the kitchen, meaning washing my hands. If I'm cooking something like a chicken, make sure that everything is washed with bleach everywhere, you know? Because those little things that you don't do or that you do when nobody's watching, and then one day when you're when somebody else is watching you, you're going to do it right in front of them. And that's how it is. And that's how I think this dude acts. Whether he's on camera on Twitch, or whether he's with his friends or whatever, like a dick. That's why I feel, because when you don't know, you're not. So, I don't want to keep this too long because I have not been here for a while. I'm rebranding them. This used to be Science Door Channel, but I'm going to rebrand it to Magnusor. Is going to be MAGNUZ0RD. That is also my Twitter account, my social media account, TikTok is also that, is MAGNUZ0RD, but I say Magnusor. And I'm rebranding the name because I didn't like the name after I did it for a while, and the logo. I don't know if I'm going to be able to change it, but I tried to change it a little bit. But I think, And so that is also, Magnusor is also my YouTube channel and my Twitch channel. I think it's twitch.com/... Magnus or TV or something. I think that's how it is. I'm not sure. But if you go to Twitch or to YouTube and you type Magnus Ord, MAGNUZ0RD, Magnus Ord, you're going to find me there. It's going to be like a red lion with a black mane and a crown on top. That's how it is. Because I wanted to make something. I didn't want to make a logo that somebody else did, so I wanted to make my own logo. And since I'm Leo, I thought, well, let me do the king then, the king of the jungle. So that's where that came out. And then the Magnusor, I always like Magnus name because of a game that I played a long time ago called Ogre Battle for Nintendo 64, and the main character name was Magnus Ord. Not Magnus Ord, sorry, it was Magnus, but his name was spelled M-A-G-N-U-S. I tried to have that, but I couldn't get it, so what I got was M-A-G-N-U-Z-0. So rebranding my name, I changed it to RD. So it's spelled Magnus Ord, you know? It's kind of like a take on, you know, like Power Rangers, the Zord, sort of like that. combined with the name. And that's going to be it. I don't know if I'm going to, how I'm going to be able to do this here too, because I tried to change it, but it doesn't change it. Maybe it'll change it eventually. Sorry that this is too long. I really apologize for that. I was basically shaking with how mad I was hearing this guy. And every time I was watching something, somebody would pop up talking about this asshole. And I was like, I need to talk about this. And I need to say something, you know. But again, it feels like I'm being a hypocrite because I want to become a streamer, but I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that, you know. It's a hard work because you have to really grind to have some people watch you. And I feel like if you put that effort and you get rewarded for it, why then you will treat those people who are allowing you to have a different way to earn money that way? That's all I'm saying. I just hope that if I'm blessed enough to get to 1,000 subscribers somewhere, that I'm not going to become that guy. So if you listen to this, I'm sorry for the big, too big video. Next time I know now that it's steady. I haven't done this in a while, so I forgot about it. And the last time I did it, I don't think it was this long. So what I'm going to do is next time I'm going to make it shorter and get to the point. Because I was nervous and still am talking on the mic. Because this is the first time that I ever used this mic. And I had it for almost a year now. And I'm kind of nervous still that my voice is going to go out there. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart if you listen to this. And do me a favor, subscribe to my Twitch channel, MagnusZord, MAGNUZ0RD. On TikTok, on Twitter, and also on YouTube, please. Sorry, my apologies. All of them have the same logo. You know, it's a lion, it's red, and his mane is black, and it's not like so. His mane is round, and it's not like the mane of the lion. Excuse me. The mane of the lion is not like soft. It's very kind of like squarish, pointy. Not square. Like pointy, like pointy like that. Well, you'll see it when you get there. Thank you so much for listening to this. And again, I'm so sorry for this being this long. I was way too emotional on this. I hope that the next time I come back here, it is in a lighter mode way, and it's not this just rambling. Sorry. Thank you for listening. Look me up on my social media, and I hope you can leave a message or whatever. If you agree or disagree, it doesn't matter to me. And if you do, I'll say something. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion, and I'm not going to be the one telling you not to. So thank you again for the last time, and please have a safe night. Goodbye. Thank you.